One summer afternoon, Alice was sitting on a riverbank listening to her sister read a book. She was beginning to get very tired of listening, because the hot day made her feel very sleepy, and her sister's book didn't have any pictures or conversations in it. "And what's the use of a book," thought Alice, "without any pictures or conversations?" Suddenly, just as Alice's eyes were beginning to close, a white rabbit with pink eyes ran past her. There was nothing very strange in that, nor did Alice think it was so unusual to hear the rabbit say to itself, "Oh dear! Oh dear! I will be late!" But when the rabbit took a watch out of its pocket and looked at it, and then hurried away, Alice jumped to her feet, for she suddenly realised that she had never before seen a rabbit with either a pocket or a watch to take out of it. Full of curiosity, she ran across the field after it and was just in time to see it go down a large rabbit hole. Alice followed the rabbit down the rabbit hole without thinking about how she was going to get out again. First, the rabbit hole went straight like a tunnel, but then it suddenly went down and Alice found herself falling through the air. Either the hole was very deep or she fell very slowly, for she had enough time as she fell to look around. First, she tried to look down to see what was at the bottom, but it was too dark to see anything. Then she looked at the walls next to her and saw that they were filled with cupboards and bookshelves with strange pictures and maps hanging next to them. "Well," thought Alice to herself, "after such a fall as this, I won't be afraid of falling downstairs. How brave they'll think I am at home. I won't complain, even if I fall off the top of a house." Down, down, down. Would the fall never come to an end? "I wonder how many miles I've fallen by this time," she said out loud. "I must be near the centre of the earth by now." Down, down, down. The fall was so slow and gentle that Alice soon began to feel sleepy, and just as her eyes were beginning to close, bump, bump. Down she landed on a pile of sticks and dry leaves, and the fall was over. Alice was not hurt at all, and she jumped to her feet. Ahead of her was a long passage, and she could still see the white rabbit far ahead, hurrying down it. Alice ran fast as the wind, and was just in time to hear the rabbit say as he turned a corner, "Oh, my ears and whiskers! How it's getting late!" She was close behind the rabbit when she turned the corner, but suddenly she could no longer see it. Alice found herself in a long, low hall, which was lit up by a row of lamps from the ceiling.